Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, March 10th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for coming back for yet another Big Call. Thank you, Big Call Universe and everybody around us. We're going to have a really good teaching from Sue, I know, which will enlighten us all right after we pray the call in. So let's pray it in together. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've given us. What we already have is a complete blessing from you. And yet, we have our arms outstretched for yet another incredible blessing, which we believe is on the way to us. We thank you for everything that's happening behind the scenes to bring it here. Lord God, thank you for everything that we have and what we're about to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time. Bob loves this. I love it. You love it. We all love to hear this teaching tonight. So when you're ready, let's see what you have prepared for us.
Well, I enjoy trying to find things that I think the audience will love and that are a little bit off the beaten path, so they can show you some new dimensions of Christ. And this is called Apprentice to Jesus. Imagine this. Your name is Simon. You're a first century Hebrew, likely in your late teens or early 20s. You run a fishing business in the Galilee, a string of villages in the north of Israel. Your life is pretty much mapped out for you. You do what your father did and his father before him, living under Roman occupation. There aren't a lot of options. Keep your head down, be quiet, pay your taxes. One day, you're waist deep in water, casting your net alongside your brother, Andrew, when you notice a man walking towards you on the beach. You instantly recognize his face. It's him, Jesus, from Nazareth, just a few miles away. Everyone is talking about this man. He's saying and doing things no rabbi has said or done. Ever. Here he is, walking straight toward you. You make eye contact. His eyes sparkle like stars, like there's a cosmos behind them. He radiates joy, but there's no small talk. Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely stunned. It can't be. Not you. You immediately drop your nets, drag Andrew out of the boat, though he doesn't need any coaxing, leave everything behind, and fall in step behind Jesus, elated to be in his company. Or in the words of the biographer Mark, at once they left their nets and followed him. Now, if you're familiar with this story, it's easy to miss how bizarre it is. What would make Simon literally walk away from a profitable business and leave behind his family and friends with zero planning, all to follow a man with no income stream, no organization, and no official position into an unknown future? I'm going to add, see how much that relates to the RV. Mm-hmm. Is this drinking the Kool-Aid before there was Kool-Aid, or are we missing something? If you were Simon and Jesus were to visit your synagogue one fine Sabbath morning to preach, the category you likely would have put him in was that of a rabbi or teacher. The title rabbi literally means master. Rabbis were the spiritual masters of Israel. Not only were they expert teachers of the Torah, the scriptures of their day, They are also magnetic examples of life with God, those special few who shine with an inner luminescence. Every rabbi had his yoke, a Hebrew idiom for his set of teachings, his way of reading scripture, his take on how to thrive as a human being in God's good world. How you too could taste a little bit of what they'd tasted. Rabbis were itinerant and most were unpaid. Some worked their farms or ran businesses for seasons of the year. But Christ, he was no ordinary rabbi. Everywhere he went, the crowds were astonished and overwhelmed with wonder. The biographer Luke wrote, "All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips." Mark said, "The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as teachers of the law." They gave feedback like, "Where did this man get his wisdom?" And even, "No one ever spoke the way this man does." Of course, as a result, to some, he was there to inspire and to help, including many, to gather up and become aware of what God could do through a man. As a result, we have a number of people, all of us, who need to be inspired to think and consult on the fact that Christ came to be and to show how to follow him in a way of life that would help you build a life you desire. Imagine who you are at this time in the planet's history. Are you a rabbi? Are you a leader? Are you becoming that as you step into your new role, leading the world, leading your projects, and leading your family and community to see with the light of Christ and lead the way as Jesus did? That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Sue, that's a terrific teaching. What a lesson about Simon and Andrew becoming early disciples of Jesus. And it's and I have a feeling this could continue. This teaching could easily continue from the point it is now. I love the fact that it was a story. And it told us what some of us learned already and some of us may not have. But what I like about it, you said, what motivated Simon and Andrew to drop their nets, drop their fishing business, leave their family, and follow Jesus? I think it was faith on their part. And I also think it was because Jesus knew ahead of time that they would follow him. Because he knows who his children are. He knows who his followers are. He knows who his sheep are. And they they hear his voice and follow him. And that's what happened in this case. They went from there. And the cool thing about the Jewish people at that time, they always wanted a sign. And when Jesus went about doing miracles, healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, everything, making the lame to walk, all of those were miracles, but they were a sign to the people. And the Jewish people always asked God for a sign. Give us a sign. Show us a sign of your coming. Show us a sign of this and that. And that's what Jesus did when he went about for 3 to 3.5 years healing and proclaiming who he actually was. One time in the synagogue, he declared when he was reading from the scroll, he read from the scroll and he got to the part where he said, you know, I am that sent you. And the I am was standing before them, the great I am. Before Moses was, before Moses or Jacob or any of the hierarchy, I am, Jesus was and still is. I mean, it's enough to give you chills. When I hear that, it's incredible. I think that's a really good teaching, Sue. I really love it. I think we can learn from that. We can get a perspective of what it would have been like. Because Jesus had a plan, but he did not. They said, the Son of God doesn't even have a place to lay his head. He operated completely on faith and what his Father in heaven was telling him to do. And it's amazing how well, you know, Jesus did in taking this teaching completely through that area and then inspiring the disciples, many of whom became apostles. And I could go on and on, but I won't. So I think this is something we can learn about, we can learn from. We know it required faith. We know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. We know that by faith, Abraham, blah, 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 by faith, it's all about faith. That is what really pleases God, is taking God at his word and believing. So that's what I got out of the teaching. Bob, how did you see the teaching, and where are you going to take us?
Come in, Bob. He's muted.
Or not.
No,
hopefully Bob
I'm here.
Is still with us. There you go. Okay, Bob.
I'm here. It just, this was a teaching that was, like, as Sue said, it was a little off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was, for this, like, the most enjoyable type of teaching that there is. That whole idea of being there in that space over 2,000 years ago, and, you know, not even knowing why you were following. And it's almost like here he was 2 miles in the distance, recognized his face, and it was like, this is going to be the most wondrous thing because we get to follow the master. And there was never any thought of whether they would, only a joyous anticipation of his arrival as he covered those 2 miles. And there was like this sense of our life begins now, right, the two of us. And, you know, how is it that, as you were saying, Bruce, you know, why would Simon and Andrew follow? And I started thinking, the ultimate, I guess, is the authority, as the teaching was saying. Let's say, He was authority itself, and his reputation preceded him. They already had heard, and he was ultimately magnetic. It was like the following was just natural, like the Pied Piper, right? But not only that, it was going to be this grand adventure, far, far beyond what could happen, you know, with their fishing nets, and
sure.
And this promise of salvation, this promise of becoming something new that they would never ever have a chance to be otherwise. And I started then thinking about, well, how do we experience that today? And it's like if you were going to be hired for a job and someone was to say, well, you know, what's your story? It's like, well, I'm an expert in many things, and I have all these amazing skills. And because I've been following the word, I've been studying, I've been practicing, I've been praying, and I have this list of skills where I am loving kindness embodied. It's not just a skill that I have, but I actually am this. I am compassion and wisdom, and I have these incredible healing powers. Not only healing powers to heal physical illnesses, but to heal emotional illnesses. And oh, by the way, I am an expert peacemaker, and I'm also an expert in teaching and leadership and inspiring others. And oh, by the way, I'm also an expert in embodying God and bringing the very essence of God to the proximity and in fact to the whole neighborhood. And oh, by the way, I know carpentry also. And not only that, but you who are interviewing me, who are asking me, as a matter of fact, you might want to follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. And I will show you great miracles beyond anything you could have ever imagined. So, by the way, I'll work for free.
That's right. Oh, that's terrific, Bob. Yes, I love the way you brought that around, Bob, so we knew who you were referring to. And the concept of, you know, dropping your nets and fishing for fish, he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. I think that's a great play on words, because it works so well to go from fishermen to fishers of men. And I've always loved that. And I love the way you brought that around, Bob. Really good. And yeah, it was an absolute incredible time when Jesus picked these 12 disciples to follow him. And the story just goes on and on. And Sue, I hope that this is the beginning of a continued story about Jesus and his disciples. But obviously you're the one that has to make that a reality if that's what you want to do. What did you, how did you see this story, Sue? Because I love it as a story as much as I do a teaching.
Well, that's what I loved about it. And you're going to hear in my segment why it's so powerful, I think. Adding the rhythm to it so you could really feel it and you could experience it. But as I was reading it, and even while you and Bob were talking about, I want everybody to reflect on this, and this is also going to be in my segment. I remember the day I saw. So think about the day you heard about the currencies. And I remember because, you know, my path has been about working with people for 35 years, hard to believe. I remember thinking, wow, the world is going to transform. And I think a lot of us in this just have a huge heart, and we realize, just like Christ was walking up to us, I remember the feeling in my body. I remember knowing and going to knowing. And the reason why we come to these calls is not to geek out on Bruce's intel, on Bob's incredible. Well, we are. We're doing it to expand beyond what we've known. And Christ, I think we are the fruits. I know we are the fruits. Because we're going to need people to shift from the mundane money only. Money is fine as a tool for transformation. But Christ was able, like when you walk into a room in your project and money isn't the reason that people are going to be doing what they do, that's a whole new design thing. It's not going to be about, it's going to be, and I have that for maybe Thursday this week. I literally pulled together all the factors that's going to need to be present. But it's going to be about meaning and mastery and spiritually connecting with people to do something really remarkable. This is our graduation into our highest, truest authority in Christ. So I love the story because I've worked with so many people that are owning that and stepping into that and realizing this is the time when we are going to author. That means authority. We are the authors of this new reality. And we are authoring with Christ what we want to see happen. We're leaving the world of having the world tell us that this is what we're capable of. And we're stepping into our authorship in Christ to create a new kingdom, Christ-like world. So I loved it because I see us all doing that. I see us all being that. So that's why I loved it.
That's good, Sue. I really enjoyed that. Thank you for that commentary on it as well. And so let's see where this will take us in the future. Because, you know, when you said to yourself a minute ago, you said, you know, when I first found out about the currencies, when I first learned, and then it's almost like there was a knowing, even back then,
right.
21 years ago,
yep.
for me, 21
yep.
years ago. And I went,
yes.
This is going to change a lot. This is going to change a lot. And you're right. It's not about once we have the money and we can start doing what we need to do with our projects, it stops being about the money. And it really is about love. It's about the love that we have that we're sharing with humanity in how we do our projects and how we help other people and how we work with other people so that they can achieve their dreams, their goals. I think we're getting really a strong vision for that. That's where I think we all need to go. And I think that we're there. I think we're on our way. And yes, we are the first fruits of this blessing that is coming out from us, from God, to the rest of the world. I think if we keep that in mind, that we're the first fruits of a major, major blessing that God is pouring out on this earth, I think it'll stand us in good stead. So thank you, Sue, for that teaching. wonderful. I loved the lesson. It was just wonderful to sit and listen to it. And
I know it was. It was like you did time travel. We all time traveled back then. Yeah.
We did. And thank you for that. And thank you, Bob, for your comments. I love how you brought that around and wrapped that up in a very experiential way. Sue, as you know, we now segue into prayer and praise. So let's see if we have any prayer requests and see if anybody has any praise reports to give us tonight.
Sure, Bruce. This is from Pastor Scott, prayer time 3. Good for you, Pastor Scott. Tonight's prayer is for my older brother. His brain cancer is back. He's starting chemotherapy tomorrow. This is his 13th time in 12 years it came back.
Oh my gosh.
12 years ago, they gave him 6 months. He's proved them wrong over and over again. His faith is the strongest I've ever seen. He's been my rock through all my stuff. He's an amazing, faithful man. Bruce, he lives in Glencoe. I will be adding his name to MedBed list. Please pray for my brother, Rick. Thanks. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. So let's everybody pray for Rick and Pastor Scott and for their families.
Yep.
And let's see that he's already got really strong baseline practice. Like, he's got the faith. Now we're adding millions of concentrated prayer warriors, prayer love. So we take a little bit of the warrior energy out there. And we're surrounding both their families in this 24/7 pattern. We're going to be learning a lot about reality and how reality is structured and the patterns in reality. A Christed miracle healing reality around their entire families and around Rick. And so we're seeing the pattern moving into his brain, having all his biological systems reading that as Christ's healing light has entered, reconstructed, and he's seeing that every meridian, every electromagnetic, all the systems in his body, let's say it that way, are filled with light, are restructured, and that Christ is overlighting their entire family. So we hear something remarkable about his ability to go inside, take his attention off the condition, and just breathe in the healing miracle of this being released. In Jesus' name, we see him healed, we see it done, and we say thank you and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise report. This is a praise report and prayer request. This is a follow-up to the prayer request I sent last week for Taryn Rodriguez. While he's still in the hospital, he's slowly recovering and is in no critical danger at the moment. That's wonderful. He has a long road to recovery, but is doing much better. Thank you to all the prayer warriors for your support. I'm praying hard for the MedBed technology that gets released soon so Taryn can, I'm going to say it for you, fully regain his health. Thank you, Gary. That's wonderful news, Gary. We're celebrating with you. Feel the momentum of celebration and let that go to Pastor Scott and his brother Rick, because that vitality, that light, that triumph is moving into every one of us as we pray for you, and we see the same pattern, a pattern of victorious light right now and leading to the med beds. Like, we're open to using every means possible that's organic, Christ-based, to heal. And so we see everyone in their families being lifted up. So when they sleep, they're dreaming of how they're recovering. Use your dream technology to do that. You're dreaming of being in Christ's arms and you're being healed while you sleep. And your body's not thinking about anything else. We see you all healing in Jesus' name and say thank you and amen.
Amen.
And then we have another prayer request, and this is for pod people that know her, for Sherry, who had a really bad tooth situation and her face was swollen and very courageously went in and had her surgery, and it's complete. Yay. And we just see Sherry and her husband, Mike, being very, very pleased and just knowing and celebrating and deeply giving thanks for their courage, for their love, for Christ in them, showing them how strong they are, for the operation going well, for allowing us to learn about ourselves as we listen to these stories. And it's showing how powerful and resilient God in us is every day in every way. When you're listening to other stories, notice what comes up in you. And notice, I'm so lucky to be healthy, or I'm so lucky that I could hear that and appreciate that I lived through something like that. Thank you, Sherry, for your courage, for your love, and for your beauty. Surrounding you in prayer, surrounding you in continued healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jeannie, it's such a walk, creating these spontaneously. It's like focusing and completing it enough. Hold on, let's see. Where's our Genia?
Yeah, where's Genie?
Where is she? She's coming up. I just have to pull her. Here we go. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Psalm 150, 1-6. Paraprosdokians are figures of speech in which the latter part of a sentence, good thing I slowed that down, really, I nailed it. I nailed it. I was like, okay, here comes the word.
Yeah.
The latter part of a sentence or a phrase, let me see if I can do it again. I'm not going to do a tongue twister either with it. Paraprosdokians are figures of speech in which the latter part of a sentence or phrase is surprising or unexpected and is frequently humorous. You're getting that novelty bug, aren't you, Jeannie? I can see you smiling when I said that. Winston Churchill loved them. Example, war does not determine who is right, only who is left. Oh, that's good. Good for you, Jeannie. No, things are rubbing off on this crowd. Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. Today we pray for everyone's health, faith, love, and finances. RV blessings come to fruition, and especially the med beds to be available very soon. We're praying for the 7 U.S. service members that have been killed during the ongoing military operations against Iran and their families, RIP, God bless. Praying that Operation Epic Fury is quick and successful. Also for peaceful regime change, for a peaceful transition and democracy for Iranians. Praying for all the troubled parts of the world and peace in the world. These first 250 years were just the beginning. The golden age of America is now upon us. President Donald Trump, State of the Union Address, Tuesday the 24th of February, 26th.
Of February.
The best and longest State of the union address, blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the beautiful weather. Yes, that's very true. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. It's really good. You brought up some good points. Really good. Sue, I hope you're in warm weather. We were 82 or 3 yesterday and 82 today.
I know. You I know, can't get over that. That's amazing.
It's pretty warm pre-spring weather so far. It'll probably get a little cooler here, you know, but we should be back to the high 70s and 80 on Sunday or Monday here. So things are moving along towards spring.
We're 70, but I know people in Arizona that are going to be experiencing 90-degree weather, and I don't like it for them, but next week. That's amazing.
Yeah.
90 already.
Yeah, already.
Scary.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I know it is, yeah. J&K and Leo. Leo. Leo's used to it. Leo can take it, though, I think. That's great.
I don't know.
Well, Sue, thank you so much. I think that's really true, and it's good. I love that spring is almost here. I mean, my daffodils have been up for at least a month. I'm looking for the lilacs to bud out and give us that beautiful fragrance. The trees are trying to bud out with new leaves, so we're on our way. On our way. We're in daylight savings time, and all we need is first day of spring to kick in around March 20th. So we're not that far away. We're less than a couple weeks away. So thank you, Sue. Appreciate the prayer and praise time, and thanks everybody that wrote in. And we're believing for everybody's healing to take place. Totally. Sue, I was going to say something else, but I don't remember what it was. So let's see what you would tell us tonight in your segment. You alluded to it earlier, and I'm excited to hear what it is you would bring to Big Call Universe tonight.
Well, if you know me and if you've been hanging around, you know that I'm a lover of learning and really the emerging sciences. So if you've got some projects, I'd suggest you get your pen out, because some of these ideas may be very, very powerful for you, and it could really revolutionize what's happening in your project and what's happening in your team. But first, I think first I'm going to start with this, which is pretty cool. We're about to do our class called The Sovereign Advantage. And I'm going to give you a taste. I'm going to do half tonight and half on Thursday. But we have 7 different domains: learning science, neuroscience, you know, Christ-based science. We have 7 different domains of emerging science and research that we use. And one of those is a new field, and this might be very powerful for healing types of projects, called sonobiology. So I've always been fascinated by music and sound, like Bruce, and I've created some recordings that got testimonial from a very well-recognized celebrity doctor, is the way I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I've also done a white paper on those audios. And so I've been around and am fascinated. And here comes the part you can use. I've been around people and am fascinated about the implications and what is happening in the future of healing. Bob is into nutrition. I'm into, here's what it's called. It's called precision sonic medicine, or the emerging field is called sonobiology. Sonobiology. So for people that have healing centers, and I happen to know how many people have them, it's a good 50%, you might want to start looking at places like MIT, Stanford, where did I write it down for you guys? MIT, Stanford, Stanford Neuromodulation, Wake Forest Neuromodulation, and MIT Media Lab for Auditory Neuroscience. Because what they're finding out, and this is going to be really big once the med bags come out, Stanford Neuromodulation, Wake Forest Neuromodulation, and MIT Media Lab Auditory Neuroscience. They're beginning to understand that our cells modulate, called acoustic neuromodulation, based on the sound and the vibrations that we're exposed to. So on my CDs, the scientists that did a QEEG study on it, said if you don't get these out, it's going to be crimes against humanity. Just so you know, I'm not dabbling around. I'm not a little hobbyist. And so I've talked to Bruce. Maybe we're going to help get those to his people and the veterans. But it turns out that you can dramatically, by sound, control and help modulate the cellular function that is happening through the brain and through just the cellular mechanics of the body. So anybody that's got a healing project, look into precision sound medicine and look at those, Stanford Neuromodulation and Wake Forest Neuromodulation and MIT Media Lab. And you'll be adding, because that's going to be the future as we understand these mysteries of our body and we realize that the thoughts that are moving through our body are affecting us, the sounds that we're hearing, which have all been pretty much survival-based, you know, whatever you're saying inside yourself, the stress around you, all of those things are affecting how our body responds and heals, etc. So people that are looking for healing and prayer requests, take a look at that and think about that for a second. So here's another fascinating thing. I decided I was going to run my own, we're kind of half complete because it just went out this morning. We are entering with this new class, Bruce, I think it's 2:30 and 2:31 class. Mm-hmm. And each of our classes has these research-based practices in them, and I'll give you one of them as a gift in a minute. But I decided to do like a little controlled survey, and I asked everybody, and think about this, please rate, have you noticed more peace on a scale of 0 to 10? So it was anecdotal. We didn't have, like, we weren't putting QEEG hats on them. Do you feel more clarity and confidence, 0 to 10, and more direction? Unequivocally, only one person fell below 9 and 10. Most people were at 10, 10, 10. More peace, more confidence, and more direction. Do you know what that's going to do? Instead of having your nervous system flooded with, I don't know where to start, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and this is the reason why we do these courses. We're not going to be offering anything right now. But here's the thing. Everybody on this call And I'm going to give you something that just so you don't get overloaded or get anxious. Everybody on this call has been participating in systems, the majority of which were entropic. That means they break down. They don't add life. They take life. That means every system, education, relationship, every system. And now we need the people, the founders, the leaders that are going to know precision, new system design. So this coming class, The Sovereign Advantage, is showing people. Now, they've been all the people that have been in the pod are learning: attorneys, advisors, security professionals, project leaders, financial specialists, family office talent, how to make decisions, how to hire, how to get your rhythm. So it's a whole ecosystem of learning. 9 to 10 is how they rated their peace, their certainty, and their direction. And I think it's because we use meditation with this specific sound frequencies that are sonobiological. So we're doing some pretty cool stuff helping people, and here's the super bonus, to learn experientially. So everybody on this call came into a world where people were stuffing information into you. Now you're going to have to be in a room, be able to perceive, be able to make effective decisions that are going to bring the new systems online. That's what we train for. That's a totally new system. That's a totally new skill set. So here's my gift to you. Did you know this one thing, and you can use this to hire people. You can use this to interview people about the quality of their personal relationships. It's going to be confronting. A controlled experiment at Harvard Business School in 2014 found that participants who spent just 15 minutes reflecting on their work improved their performance by about 22 to 23%. That's a huge amount. Faster learning, better stronger strategic thinking. Just by reflecting on what they learned. This is by DiStefano, Gino Pisano, and Stats, Learning by Thinking, how Reflection Improves Performance. So here's what you want to do. When you're hiring somebody, when you're meeting somebody after a couple of times, you're going to say, so instead of reactive people will say, oh, they didn't do this right, they didn't do that right. Oh, my God, I could put my finger in my throat just thinking about how many times I've heard that, knowing better. It's true. And, oh, they didn't do that. Oh, he did that, she did that, he did that. Try this. Ask somebody and say, so when something fell apart the last time, or when your relationship did that, or what have you learned about being in a relationship? The people you want to hire are the people that are going to say something like this. They're going to reflect on their decisions. They're going to reflect on their learning. They're going to be able to say to you, because they've reflected, they've changed their memory. They learned something. If they haven't reflected, what are they doing? They're repeating the same old thing over and over and over again. Are they learning? No. What are they learning? What have you learned last time that didn't go well? And you can say things. I want to take all shame out. Lord knows. I've had my things. I'll stick with something that it's taking me a long time to unlearn, and I'm raising my hand. So nobody has to feel bad. There's no judgment here. But finally, there'll be something like, it keeps knocking on your door. And if you don't get the pattern is going to persist and persist and persist until you exhaust the learning that it's there to show you. So here's what I want you to do. Nothing to offer tonight, maybe on Thursday. All I want you to do is think about one pattern that you would like to optimize. It could be like, God, I'd really like to know I could hire a person. Like, these are high-level things we're about to do. So I know a lot of people. I'm going to keep talking about James. Hi, James. Saying, you know, I feel sorry for the people that haven't taken these courses.
Yep.
Because the people that are taking the courses are learning. They're discovering. And they're, most importantly, they're unlearning. Unlearning. A big piece, especially in strategic advantage. Our friend is calling us, Mayor, is the big piece is unlearning. You're got massive unlearning. So you want to get grounded. What have I learned in being in the RV? What have I learned about my strengths? What have I learned about my clarity? What have I learned about what matters to me? You could do that. For the people you're hiring, what did I not, don't say what did I not learn, say what do I want to be able to ask about how they make their key decisions? So tell me about a time that you had to make a decision and it didn't go as you planned. What did you learn from that? If they can't answer that, I'm telling you, you got to ask that question. You have to have the confidence to ask that question because you're going to understand how they're paying attention and how they want to learn and make decisions.
That's right.
So I hope that's helpful. It could increase 20 to 25% is an enormous, statistically significant leap in performance. It's really big. It's not 10, it's not 5, it's very huge. So I hope that's helpful to everybody. Take it as my gift. And let's go sonobiology and precision sound medicine. Let me hear everybody out there. I can hear you. Ready? Go. Yay! We want sound healing out there. That's my
sonobiology and precision healing. Yay!
A precision sound medicine. The sound medicine.
DSM.
Neuromodulation.
Precision sound medicine. DSM. Neuromodulation.
So you can make, here's another concept I'm going to roll up. Evolutionary contribution. It isn't going to be survival, ego, all that stuff. It's going to be, so what do you want to do as your evolutionary contribution? It's going to get really fun. That's it for me.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. Wow. Very good. Thank you so much for that. That's really cool. I love it. because I love frequency healing.
Well, you like, yeah, you like to, and you like to learn, and you like knowing.
Yep.
You can count on me for the edge. You know that.
Yes. Yes, you're right on that leading edge, as we've always said, Sue.
Yep.
Leading edge. Thank you very much. Appreciate that so much. And you know who else is on the leading edge, Sue? Our own Bob. Bob is on the leading edge of medical technology and nutrition.
Yes. Yep. We're all swimming in the same pond. Let's put it that way.
That's right.
Let's celebrate
That's
Bob.
True.
Yay, Bob.
Yay, Bob is right.
That's true. I can see Bob smiling right now.
We'll celebrate all of us. We'll celebrate Sue on Sue's Day. This is Sue's Day.
Tuesday.
And Bob,
Tuesday.
We celebrate. Okay. I'm still on. Hopefully everybody is still on. We did get a lot of our recording, I think, when we had a technical difficulty come through. So I'm going to just simply repeat the intel, so make sure everybody gets it, and hopefully we did not lose the entire first part of the call. It never happened to us before where we had a glitch, something in our system, and we did lose the recording. Evidently, because it prompted me to start a new recording. So, I'm just going to say the information that we received yesterday primarily, and today as well, said that final system checks are going on with the banks today that should have been completed about 3 or 3:30 this afternoon. The indication is that we will receive 800 numbers on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, and set appointments for exchanges to start on Thursday. We'll see if anything changes. If that's the case, great. We'll move forward with that. And I apologize that we have evidently lost the first part of our call, but we will see if it can be restored or not. And we thank everybody for listening. And I will not be available on the call on Thursday, but Sue and Bob will do the call without me on Thursday, and I will be back after that. So let's just believe for everything that we're hearing intel-wise to come through in God's perfect timing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.